Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, you're welcome back to Breakfast Business with me, Emmett Oliver. You're very welcome along on this Thursday morning. Reuters are describing this morning a bit of a delay in what happened with pharma tariffs. Donald Trump looking at events in Ukraine, of course, a big meeting on Friday. So it looks like they're all on hold for now, several weeks, according to Reuters. We'll have to see how that transpires. Things are moving and somewhat fluid, as you know, with the Trump administration. Joining me now to see where they are going and what might be the effects is Brendan Murphy, who is a tax partner at Baker Tilly Ireland. Good morning to you, Brendan.
Morning, Amos. How are you?
You're very welcome along. Brendan, as I just said there, Reuters are describing a delay of several weeks in the decision on pharma tariffs. We obviously don't know. That may change. It's because the Trump administration has switched onto matters to do with Ukraine, a big summit meeting in Anchorage, Alaska on Friday. So I suppose they are otherwise engaged. But as we understand the system and the whole setup at the moment, we have a 15% tariff between the EU and the US. Can you just tell us, is pharma tariffs part of that? And are they possibly then going to increase with this Section 232 investigation? It's all a bit of a blurred picture.
It is, exactly. Yeah, like the, as you mentioned, the 232 investigation, we were told the results would be out originally May, June, ultimately went to the end of July, told another couple of weeks, and now it kind of sounds like it's going to be September at the earliest from what's been said in the last day or two. I suppose on the concept of tariffs at the moment, they don't include the pharma. So we do have the certainty around that 15%, as we all know, but pharma has been specifically stripped out of that. So as of now, no tariff on pharma, and we're waiting to hear what that's likely to be.
Well, listen, this is my read on it, my humble read on the whole thing. And listening to Donald Trump carefully, which I am paid to do, one of the things he's been saying is, you know, the tariffs on pharma next, when they're introduced, will start small, you know, 5%, 10%, and then they may go very high up into 200 and 250%. And then he said within a year or a year and a half. Now, that's new to me. I don't remember him saying that a few months ago. So do you detect in that a sense that this will be a ratcheting up sort of structure when it does happen?
I think at a time we have to probably step back and look at, I suppose, what's reality and what maybe might be some soundbite and what might be the usual headline grab. I suppose the certainty in what we know is that the 15% is agreed, and that's on paper for all other sectors, bar pharma and a couple of others. So I think we have to really work off that for now. And as I say, perhaps the 250 is maybe soundbite and headline grab, and we know he likes to do that. So I think the best people can do right now is to probably avoid speculation, avoid maybe get carried away with some of these soundbites and just go on reality of what we know in black and white on paper.
Now, one of the realities is a lot of the big pharma producers have been sort of front loading. So they've been exporting into the US market to avoid any potential tariffs down the line. Do you expect that sort of activity to continue, that people will keep trying to get out in front of these tariffs probably over the summer and maybe even into the autumn? That's certainly the pattern up to now. Would you expect that to continue?
It is, yeah. That's been the pattern. And I suppose we know the export figures right now up until the end of May. We're going to know the June ones probably by the end of the week. I think they're due out today or tomorrow. But yeah, certainly that stockpiling to get an area of stock into the US ahead of these tariffs being imposed has been the policy at the moment. I think when you look at the first 5 months of the year, exports from Ireland are up 50% on the same period last year. And I know in May alone, the pharma sector was taking up about 60% of the exports. So you're looking at that and saying, yes, the pharma to the US really is what's driving our increase in exports in these early months of the year. The US was 30% last year of all exports. It's currently running at over 50%. So it's clear to see that the increase really is coming from the tariffs and people, as you say, stockpiling.
Now, Brendan, a lot of people will know these plants, and you know, people in Cork in particular will know them extremely well because a lot of them are located in Cork. But they do supply, obviously, into the US market, but also into the European market. So do you expect supply chain changes more generally, where a lot more of the material will go into the European market and there'll be maybe a bit of rebalancing going on. Is that one way the companies will try to get around the tariffs, saying, yes, we have our US plants supplying into the US market and we have our European plants supplying into our European markets? And in that way, they will sort of mitigate somewhat the impact of the tariffs.
Exactly. Like, that's, I suppose that's the positive we have to look at in Ireland, is that these companies do export to other markets, and we have to not lose sight of that. The US is only one market, and these companies as well are well established in Ireland, moving and up in sticks, as people might say, back to the US isn't a short-term solution for them. They'll have exit taxes on the way out, and there's a certain body of infrastructure that they've put into the country. So that is one factor, I suppose, we're working with these companies on, is looking at, well, where are your other markets? How do we grow those markets? And looking at the future supply chain, and looking at their financial modelling for the future as well. That's what they have to do.
I suppose, Brendan, we want to get a sense of where's the biggest threat. I was talking to John Fitzgerald, the economist, last week, and he was saying, to him at least, looking at it, the bigger threat is not so much employment. As you've just said, he believes these plants are needed. They have markets to serve, and that will continue regardless of tariffs. He says the bigger threat is the public finances, the loss of volume and the loss of tax revenue from these companies. Would you agree with that, or is that sort of a position that you would be in sympathy with?
I suppose when you look at the Exchequer figures over the last while, there's been a huge growth in corporate tax, as we all know. But the positive on the other end of that is we have put a lot of that money back into infrastructure to encourage these companies to stay. So the commitment by the government is there for things like Irish Water, for developing housing, the national grid. And I think that's important. We have a surplus right now driven by these companies, and we need to make sure we're putting that money into infrastructure to encourage them to stay. I think, yes, a balancing out of the corporation tax receipts is the worry, that we won't keep that growth. But ultimately, you would hope at that stage that the exceptional spend has also leveled off, and therefore we're still in an annual surplus as such, and ignoring that exceptional spend.
Yeah, I suppose that, like, these are windfall revenues, and by definition they're windfall, so they only happen for a period of time. So I mean, a lot of people looking in might say, well, it's bringing in a little bit more balance and more sustainability to those returns. I know that's not a good thing in the short term, but it may be a good thing in the long term.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and as I say, it's that difference between your kind of annualized budget income and spend versus these sort of one-off windfalls, as you call them, and then our kind of exceptional spend on the other side, which may not be an annual spending on infrastructure, but it's a big input now, and that's where the huge surpluses are going at the moment. So it's just a case of balancing our annual budget after that, but certainly there's work to be done for the Minister for Finance, certainly in years to come.
Yeah, and the Irish Independent saying this morning they actually expect these returns to continue. So we'll have to dip into that piece a bit further, but an interesting claim nevertheless. For the moment, we'll have to leave it there. That is Brendan Murphy, who is a tax partner at Baker Tilly Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.